right on the side of the road that's panhandling for money, take care of all the trash through the city, plus get people back to work. And they really are the city police, I bet, because it'd be a city run deal. They could run, you know, run it through the city. The cops pick them up automatically and take them there. It gives them a chance to get a bath. They get a little place to stay for a week. I mean, guaranteed. And they don't have to leave that night when it's you know, not minor, you know, when it's 20 degrees outside. And they can, you know, have a pet that kind of helps their mentality. I mean, they take, you know, and they can take that $5 million and really turn it and help the community. They could start out by cleaning up trash and then move on to, if you do work in the city, that you hire one of them and, you know, be your flagman or somebody pop up on a shovel. As I like to say, everybody like to say, they see them on, they don't do nothing, 5 people on a shovel, but the reason you don't see them doing nothing because they got the dirt off the road before you saw it, you know, that's what, you know, just something like that to kind of help the city more in one way. Because $5 million, I mean, I ain't wrong, but that's a lot of money.
Right.
I mean, you can't.
Well, and what I'm hearing is spending a lot more money. And the case with the water park is the hope is it becomes a performing asset, not just a liability, and that it gets, you know, pays for itself. That's where I'm quite skeptical on it. Randall, I got to run. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir, bye.
272-9228. Final hour, news and views coming up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. When it comes to last month's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol, Senator Rob Portman says we need to know what happened and how to ensure this never happens again. The Ohio Republican speaking at this morning's Senate hearing on the violence that shocked the nation and the world. A $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill that Republicans complain is loaded down with pork is now headed for a House vote after clearing the House Budget Committee. The Biden plan includes money for, among other things, family planning, Bay Area mass transit, and the arts. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick vows he'll get to the bottom of last week's failure of the state's power grid during the extreme winter weather. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 109 points, the NASDAQ off 229. More details at srnnews.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
My husband and I started a business together, and I had no idea where to start when it came to payroll. And a friend of mine recommended Patriot, and I have not looked back since. It was extremely user-friendly. I was actually able to understand it and run everything extremely well. And anytime I've had a question, they have been so quick to answer and help me. I definitely recommend it to anyone who is looking for a payroll software that is easy to use, user-friendly, and really offers everything that you need when it comes to something that's beneficial for your business.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty remarkable forecast for the next few days. Today, sunshine, very spring-like. High temperature in the lower 70s. Clear skies, not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues. We'll be in the middle 70s for a high temperature with sunshine. I think we'll be near 70 Thursday with clouds increasing. Risk of showers Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But the spring-like warmth will continue. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama State University is partnering with Montgomery Public Schools to help get MPS employees vaccinated. Starting Thursday, ASU health professionals will administer 800 coronavirus vaccine doses to MPS employees. The Air Force has identified the student pilot killed in last week's deadly plane crash in Montgomery as 25-year-old Renchi Usaki. Air Force officials say it will likely be 30 to 60 days before we know what caused the crash Friday night near the Montgomery Regional Airport. Anselmo police are investigating the city's second murder of the year. Police say 38-year-old William Smith of Orville was shot and killed early Sunday morning. The shooting happened near the intersection of King Street and McLeod Avenue. Right now, no arrests have been made. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Stopping by in the studio, we have April Marie Fogel back here in town.
Woohoo! Today and tomorrow, baby.
You keeping an eye on those legislators down there?
I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah, there's a lot to cover.
I'm doing the best I can. You know, we were talking a little off air about the way Montgomery, Alabama, in general, politics works.
Yeah, or general politics across the nation. Like, it's a constant phrase of holding people accountable.
So when I was with Americans for Prosperity Florida, after we had the election, the big election cycle, and our election cycle, because AFP doesn't endorse candidates, was called November is Coming. And so it was this very, like, dark, everything was black. And so November is coming, we want you to know we're watching you kind of thing. And then afterwards, I had all these really excited, wonderful activists who were like, what's next? And so I coined the phrase, keep them honest. That's what's next. What's next is, and you can find this phenomenal speech I wrote on and gave on YouTube about keep them honest, is what's next is making sure the day after the election, you don't just go, whew, they're good. They're going to be in Montgomery. They're going to be in D.C. They're going to do the things they promised. Is actually calling them and saying, you didn't co-sponsor this bill that's important to me. You didn't ask good questions at committee. And making sure they know, especially if you're somebody who got out there and knocked on doors for them, especially if you're somebody who gave them money or somebody who's really active in your community, make sure you know they're watching. But they know you're watching.
I just find sometimes that there is no being held to account.
But see,
like, for instance, Governor Cuomo of New York. Okay, he's now being investigated, and there might be something that comes there. But, like, how about all these governors that locked down their state, destroyed lives and livelihoods? What, oh, they might lose office?
Here's the thing, is that they...
It doesn't seem, you know, proportional.
The problem is that very rarely do incumbents get voted out. Now, when they do, they go down spectacularly, and it's lots of fun
sure.
to watch. But what it takes is a groundswell of people going, enough is enough. Despite Ivy's phenomenal approval ratings, I sure. still am not entirely convinced she could get reelected without a muddy, dirty fight.
Maybe. It depends on who ran against her. And it would all be in the Republican primary.
And if it became, of course, a primary.
Yeah.
Because it would be about issues. And issues-wise, gas tax, toll, education, mask mandates, this, that, and the other. This is not a conservative woman we're talking about here.
Well, and she came out over the weekend saying...
Sweet as pie, not conservative.
Sure. No, I don't mind her personally at all. She actually... It makes sense why she has such high approval ratings. I think it's because of her personality, who she is. She's been around for a while. People know her. But she came out against these bills in the legislature that would limit the power, the emergency powers of the
turtle herd.
Yeah.
She called him a herd of turtles.
Well, that was one of my dad's favorite phrases. You're moving like a herd of turtles.
I had never heard that before.
No, I've heard it off
and
plenty.
And I loved it.
It's a great line, but I think, well, and I'm not surprised she's against it because she is the governor. Governors tend not want to give up their power.
Yeah.
But I think these are good bills, especially being able to call yourself into session in the sense that we saw this in another example in, I believe, Georgia and Arizona, where these governors wouldn't call the legislatures for the issues around the election, and it would have been nice if the legislatures could have called themselves. And I do like having a bit of a sunset on emergency powers. I'll put it this way. Governor Ivey did not abuse the powers in the same way, say, Cuomo and Whitmer and others did. Newsom comes to mind as well. But it could be somebody else.
Right.
And I think these open-ended emergency proclamations leave way too much. And there needs to be some sunset where you have to deal with the legislature, I believe.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because I am actually on the other side. I do. We have a part-time legislature for a reason, and you have to contend with whoever's in leadership. So the Speaker Pro Tem and the Senate President Senate Pro Tem and Speaker get to decide together who comes in. So what if you get a pair of them who don't like the governor? Mm-hmm. So you have a situation where there's an upset, where the establishment is upset, and the governor's no longer doing the bidding of the legislature, like has happened for many years.
Sure.
And then they start calling you into session. Well, that, first off, it's very costly. And secondly, and everybody's like, oh, well, they have to vote to stay in. Well, that gets them to Montgomery. We're going to have to pay for them either way. And then the second part of this is so they keep calling themselves into session. And what do we do? How do you get lawmakers who have real jobs and real lives who signed up for a part-time legislature and are called into special sessions 3 and 4 times a year because the Speaker
has
the panties in a
lot. Potential abuse, but do you really think it would be abused like that?
Here's the question is when we're in a state right now where in theory, now I don't know if we're going to keep doing this. In theory, the voters can keep voting out the establishment people, right?
Sure.
So you've got the Barry Moore got elected here. Mm-hmm. You got Jerry Carl winning the other race. You've got Tuberville beating Sessions.
Yeah.
We are setting a precedent for the establishment people losing.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal.
It's great.
So what happens when an establishment hack loses the governorship and somebody gets in there who wants to do, who will not go along, who will not sign the bills, just sign everything that gets sent to them. Then the legislature just keeps calling them back and changing things. Why does our lieutenant governor have no power? Because they were stripped of their power because somebody didn't like who was in the seat.
Right.
We can't have a legislature without ability. That's my thought.
Okay. Yeah. No, and I see the potential abuse there. It's weighing.
How many pandemics are we going to have? How many prison contracts are we going to have?
Yeah, but how many emergencies, new ones, can pop up? I just think it'd be nice. Maybe it's not the call, but the sunset
never,
on the emergency power.
And that would be fine. Never let a good crisis go to waste is what's happening in the legislature right now. There is no reason they need to be able to call themselves in a session. Everybody else can do it.
And the prison lease issue is really Kay Ivey having to do what she has to do with the feds breathing down her neck. And it really goes to how crappy the legislature has done on
Correct.
This issue
the,
for
the,
years
the Senate,
now.
Yes.
I mean, going back at least a decade on this prison issue.
They have not done anything. But then it's like, do two wrongs make a right? Because if you look at that picture of her dwarfed by the bills that she clearly didn't read and nobody clearly read, it's like, what is happening? Now, how can the legislature fix this? They have the power of the purse strings, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then but you throw it into the legislature and the horse trading begins. It's like we're surrounded by all these bad potential abuses.
It's true.
Like, and everything. And it is so simple about this state. You start to realize everything is up for a negotiation, not on the House floor or the Senate floor. Everything has a price, and there's always some deal to be made.
What's your price, Joey Clark?
I'm not telling you.
All right,
you
got to
ask.
We got callers on the line.
272-9228. Crawdad's been the most patient. Hey, Crawdad.
Hi, Crawdad.
And hey, Marie, I just love it when you come on. You're just the wealth of information, plus joy.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, I'm concerned. I hadn't been keeping up with this too closely, but they want to call it a whitewater park. We don't have whitewater on our river, do we?
Well, you throw in some artificial rocks under there, you can make some water.
Yeah, well, last time I went up on the river, you tried to avoid rocks. They tear up your boat.
Sure. No, it would be a complete artificial man-made thing.
I see.
Yeah, and there is a model for it at, like, Raleigh, North Carolina, I believe they have something like that, or Charlotte as well.
I need to go read up on this. Sounds like they just should name it Boondoggle Park.
It's what I feel like is going to happen, but since they passed it, and I'm not in control of it, and they're moving forward, all right, I wish you the best.
Is the next step to figure out who gets to pick the contractors?
Yes, and that's what Curmudgeon was calling about, and they're not going to do lowest bid. They're going to go with, well, who they think is best.
Yeah, they should name it Boondoggle Park for sure now, yeah. The other question that I had, about the gambling in Alabama, and it seems that there's a large consortium, if you want to call it that, advertising very heavily against the Creek.
Yes.
Been wanting to expand. Who's paying for all of that advertisement? Is it somebody out of Pascagoula, perhaps, or Pearl River?
I think some of it's coming from all over, like some of the big names that have gambling all over the country would like, to get in on the action. I think some of it's going to be other operators within the state who would be written out of being able to operate with this legislation and amendment. So it's local and, you know, around the country, national corporations.
One last thing. There's one guest you have not had on your show. I would love to hear from Governor Meemaw. She should come on.
She only goes on one show in the entire state.
Capital Journal, right?
It's very annoying.
Really?
No.
Joey has a definite in with Governor Meemaw if she wanted to come on the show.
Don't put those rumors back out there again.
Hey, a little fireman.
I'm missing something.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, you guys, enjoy it. Have a good morning.
Matt Murphy. She loves her some Matt Murphy. It's the only show she'll go on.
Only radio show. Yeah,
only
she'll,
radio show.
Yeah.
It's because they ask her the biggest softballs in the world, and they don't follow up with questions. It drives me bonkers.
Does her chief of staff, Josiah, do any interviews?
I don't know that I've ever heard Bonner doing any interviews.
I'd love to talk to him.
All right.
He probably wouldn't want to talk to, and not just me, but the press in general. Probably be the wise decision as chief of staff, but
I'll tell you my Joe Bonner story. The former press secretary under the previous chief of staff, if you can follow that, Daniel Sparkman was his name. Mm-hmm. He ran for the House here. He's now in charge of the bicentennial thing. I guess he was. Now I don't know what he's doing. But at any rate, he got mad at me and would not give me press releases and would not give me appointments. Bonner came in, and we have a mutual friend. I got an appointment with Bonner, and sure enough, the day I left his office, I got him.
Nice.
I've heard behind the scenes
that Josiah runs a tight ship. Things are much more organized on what's the agenda, what's being pushed forward, whether you like it or not. You at least know where the ship is being steered.
Yeah.
Whereas under the Bentley years, God love them, it was all over the place. And even a layman like myself could see, what in the heck is Governor Bentley doing? 272-9228. News and Views are on there. Who's this? Hello? Did you mute yourself or you just... Did you pass? You know, there's this pandemic going around while you're on hold. All right. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Chris, guys. How are you, Chris?
Doing all right.
Good. Hey, the question is the legislature thinking about possibly taking away the medical board's ability to appoint our medical director by any chance?
You know, that is a very good question. I have thought about that several times when I see Dr. Harris. I don't know.
For, you know, how many months now? Almost 8 months. Governor Ivey and Scott Harris were two of the most powerful people in the state of Alabama.
Right.
And picked winners and losers as far as, who was open, who was closed. And, you know, finally, Ivey with her... You know, finally figured it out that, you know, all business is essential, and the state of Alabama is probably one of the largest representations of small business owners in the United States. And I'm glad she finally figured that out. But my question just is, I'm not a big fan of unelected, which they are appointed by the board, but they're unelected as far as the people are concerned. That you have a medical director that really has, there's really no repercussion against what he says or does. I'm sure the governor would have the power to take him off the board, maybe. Or the board itself could come back and say, hey, we want to take, but I have a problem with Scott Harris and the way he's gone about doing things. And then, of course, the city of Montgomery gave him an award in November. But
this is why I would love to see a basic level, a sunset provision to emergency powers. To where have to throw it back to the legislature, even if they are a herd of turtles.
That's exactly right. And that's what my thing was. You know, when all this started going on, that was always my fear. Where's the state legislature? Where's the lieutenant governor? I mean, you call the lieutenant governor's office and, hey, man, can we go back in session and address this stuff? I mean, at that time, in the very height of the pandemic, we're telling, you know, shut down you know, this and shut down that and essential and non-essential, you know. And to me, looking back at it, what a mistake that was.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if Ainsworth tries to run up against Kay Ivey or if he stays put. If she's holding all the cards, and it might very well be that she sits on her decision whether or not to run again until the last minute, and it might help out her chief of staff if he's looking to run for governor, and it might hold off Ainsworth announcing. But Ainsworth, I think, would run on having a different approach during the pandemic. He certainly was being a bit of a gadfly in those days, but we need to check these emergency powers, and it's not just from what we saw in Alabama, but across the nation.
Well, hey, Joey, once you give government powers like that, they don't give them back. That's
true.
The problem.
That is interesting.
And we had, and the funny part was, we had a ex-Clintonite. I don't know if you saw that. She was on Tucker Carlson. Here's a woman that's a liberal saying, "Hey, you know, we're giving all the government these powers, and by God, they're enjoying every minute of it, and they're sure not going to want to give them back."
Those are my favorite folks to follow, Chris. Like, I follow a lot of conservatives and libertarians, but I love following people who've been lifelong left-wingers, and they stay true to their principles, and then they're kicked off the team because they're actually true to their principles. Like Matt Taibbi, Glenn Greenwald. One I've been following recently is John McWhorter. There are a lot of folks like that who are, and there's this new coalition kind of being built, and won't mean, hey, everybody votes for Trump. But folks are not too happy with the elite, and hopefully we'll see more of that.
We're seeing that with wars, too. Yeah, we're seeing that with wars, too.
Yep.
Both the left and the right.
The intelligence community and their power.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot that we need to wake up on. And maybe the divide is individualism versus collectivism, but that might be too heady for some.
Well, yeah. Y'all have a good one. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris. 272-9228. Let's do this. Let's hit a quick break. And we'll come back to more calls at 272-9228. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm April Marie Fogel.
Well done. This part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Not many days left in February. What is it, the 23rd?
Is it that far? It is 23rd.
Well, until the end of February, News and Views listeners only can get 50% off on all those home video transfers to a DVD or digital file. Those old videotapes, whether VHS, old camcorder tapes, even Betamax. Any of these old tapes, they don't just collect dust over the years. They deteriorate. You lose the memories. And so before you lose them, go to Dan Black Studios, get them transferred to a digital format. It makes them easier to watch, to share with family members all around the country and the world. And really, it can be a great weekend to sit down and watch these old memories. Could be a special occasion, like a graduation or a wedding. Could have been a random Saturday afternoon with the family and you caught some great footage. And Dan Black Studios can take care of that for you for News and Views listeners. You got to mention you heard about them here on News and Views. And you get 50% off all those transfers. Also at Dan Black Studios, they can do full video production from the ground up for TV commercials, online branding videos. Maybe you'd like to splice together, edit together old videotape footage into a big presentation. Say you do have a big wedding anniversary coming up or a class reunion, whatever it is. Dan Black Studios can take care of it for you. Over 35 years in business here in the River Region, Dan Black and the team have earned their professional reputation. And let them prove it to you. Let them earn it with you. That number for Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036. Of course, you can go to danblackstudios.net. Or Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces, or as some folks call it, Facebook. Be sure to like their Facebook page. More news and views when we come back.
Trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Airnell Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. I don't know what happened to Jack Campbell today. He said he was going to call in the 10 o'clock hour, but we're at 11-something, and he's probably taking Jack time.
He stood me up.
It keeps happening.
Dadgummit.
Did you all have a beef I don't know about? Or
maybe we have a beef I don't know about. Yeah. I'm going to have to call him.
No, he's probably just taking a nap. Taking some Jack time. Did you hear the first audio from Mars?
I didn't, but I saw people tweeting about it.
Well, here, I have the audio.
Oh, let's listen.
They actually put microphones on this rover this time, and I mean, this is so hilariously disappointing. Like, it is the first sound from Mars, the wind. Listen in. You hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wind from Mars.
That sounds like my son breathing in my ear at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, it's like, that sounds like every talk radio caller has got their window down. Like, you know. But it is cool that it's from Mars.
We spent how much money to get that up there?
$2.7 billion. But it hopefully will have some more than that.
I am the biggest fan of space exploration. For those of you who did not know this, I grew up in Titusville, Florida.
Yeah.
That is on the space coast.
Okay.
And so, which is literally what we call it. So if you're looking at a map of Florida, there's a little hook, which is where the space shuttles go off on the middle, due east of Orlando.
Yeah.
If you were to ask me my private phone number, my personal phone number, to this day, the area code is 321 because they got really cutesy and they changed from 407 to 321.
That's
so it's
great.
321 blast off.
That's great.
So I am a huge space advocate.
272-9228. Papa B, welcome.
Hey, Marie.
Good morning.
I love all that space exploration stuff, too. That's kind of fun. I mean, hearing wind from Mars, not so much, maybe. Some of the other stuff is really interesting and exciting, actually. So,
you know, Obama did better than a lot of Democrats in our area because he promised to keep the space station.
Well, and I loved, I don't know if you heard that wind, right, Papa B? Listen to the guy who was presenting it. Listen to, excuse me, pardon me, this nerdgasm here.
It's cool. It's really neat. Overwhelming, if you will. I can't remember what I was going to go and say next.
And then he lit up a cigarette.
It was overwhelming.
No, it is great that they another successful mission of Mars, but it's like, dude, it's just the wind.
It's just the wind, okay? Whatever. But, you know, I tell you, you know, since we're doing all this circling back these days,
mm-hmm.
and all these circle formations going on.
Did you ever figure out what happened to the State of the Union? It was scheduled for, like, today, and then it just went away. It's now to be determined. I don't know.
Who knows? Shrug of the shoulders. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, fake president, fake whatever. Anyway. So, but, you know, I've just gotten circled back to something, and okay. I'll say this first. Sooner or later, somehow, somewhere, somebody is going to have to grab the cancel culture and the woke folks by the nape of the neck and give them a woodshed moment. I'm telling you,
well,
man.
Well, you know what we need. It's the corporations. It's the colleges and corporations who enable them. They only have power because they can get their colleagues fired. They only have power because they can get their professors fired. No one else cares. If you called me and said Joey offended you, if you called Rick downstairs and said Joey offended you, we would laugh.
Right.
They only have as much power as we give them. So what we have to do is we have to take over the liberal business world, the corporate business world.
That's what I was getting into earlier. The only reason folks are sitting there through a Robin DiAngelo seminar is because their job is on the line at Coca-Cola. The only reason these kids are listening to this is because they want a degree.
Correct.
And half of what you learn in college is just crap that you got to put up with. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. Let me say this, though, Marie. I think you might have, you've hit on something, but I don't think you've gotten to the root of it, okay? Mm-hmm. And the root of it is this. The corporations don't give a crap about BLM and wokeness and canceling, trying to make sure everybody's hypersensitive, you know, selves are satisfied. There is outside influence that has come into that corporation and threatened them, and that is the reason they're doing it. BLM is threatening Coca-Cola. BLM and a lot of the high impact left is in a back doorway threatening people. They're extorting them into doing these things. So it's not
I think people need to be fired. If you don't feel safe working in an environment with conservatives, go find another job. I used to think that if I, you know, hit it big, won the lottery, how do you play the lottery? You live in Alabama. Well, I Venmo friends in Florida. If I hit it big in the lottery when there's a big Powerball, right, I used to think I'm going to use all that on charity. No, I'm going to start a business, and I'm going to hire all the people who are completely inappropriate like me, and we're going to go make a lot of money selling things to the other people who also like to think and say, quote, unquote, inappropriate things. I love, one of my favorite things is right now, is it inappropriate to say that boys don't have their periods? Neither of my sons will ever have their periods.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. If you want to call Rick and complain that I said that, go right ahead. Mm-hmm. But I want to start a business where people can say things as absurd as that statement.
Well, and you know, I was embarrassed as a child, and I went through this embarrassment, and it burned it into my brain. In sixth grade, I went to Catholic schools, I think you all know. Montgomery Catholic. And so at Catholic, they didn't teach sex ed, but they did teach anatomy. And who did they decide to bring in to teach sex anatomy? Joey's mom. Because, you know, she's a registered nurse. So my mother begins the seminar by saying, now, I know this is a topic y'all find funny, so let's just get it out of the way. Everybody say penis. Penis. Hey, Joey, isn't that your mom? Everybody say vagina. But, you know, it's, and so that was burned in my brain, that embarrassing moment. And so I'm going to stick by it. I think you're right. I don't think your sons will ever have a menstrual cycle.
Well, let me just say this. This is the circle back moment, okay? Because I've said, talked about this before, but I just wanted to finish my thought. You know, there was a hubbub about Nathan Bedford Forrest a few months ago, if you recall. Okay. Nathan Bedford Forrest, the butcher of Fort Pillow. You know, now some people really have bad feelings about him. Okay, well, fine. You know, others might say, well, he was in a wartime, he was a great warrior. Okay, fine. All right, but, you know, ones that have a real, you know, disdain for the man will only look at one part of his life. At the end of his life, or after the war, by the way, which he was fully endowed as a, you know, American citizen, all of them were, you know, reassembled as American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
The man had a wife, and I've done some research on that, who was a believing Christian. And he gave his life to Christ. In the Christian vernacular, Nathan Bedford Forrest got saved. Okay? So what I would want to see from the people that really have this terrible animus toward Nathan Bedford Forrest and others is, how about a little love for your brother in Christ, Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Wow, that's asking quite a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? You know, these people that all have, you know, corn cob up, you know what, about Nathan Bedford Forrest. They claim themselves to be Christians and motivated by Christian ideals, but yet they have no forgiveness in their hearts whatsoever at all, except for the people that they want to, okay?
Right.
History is complex. And trying to, you know, and also, I would say this, I'd go another step far. How about a little love and respect for people who want to celebrate Nathan Bedford Forrest's life, which he was a flawed human being.
Well, you've put out the challenge. We'll see who can forgive firstus with the mostest. Thank
you, Papa B. We'll talk to you later.
We're heading to break, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say, it's almost like, I think of this like I think of the criminals, okay? There's a lot of deathbed finding Jesus. There's a lot of jailhouse finding Jesus.
Sure.
And I love that for you. It's not for me to judge you, but I sure as heck ain't going to celebrate you any day of the week. That's where I am on that.
We'll be right back. More news and views from 9 till noon after this. It was too much for me to bear. I'm getting together, and it won't take too long before I stop standing in your doorway. Want to
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117 or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
No doubt the holidays and all the rain we've had has taken its toll on your carpet. So, Peaches and Clean is offering a sweetheart of a deal for February. You get two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for only $99. That's right, two rooms and a hallway clean by our certified professionals at Peaches and Clean for only $99. For those expensive Oriental rugs, Peaches and Clean has the area's only climate-controlled rug room. At Peaches and Clean, we take your health seriously. Our staff follows all CDC guidelines for your safety. If you live in the Montgomery Three County Metro, the Lake or Auburn Opelika areas, don't miss Peaches and Clean's February sweetheart of a deal. Two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Not good with any other offers, coupons, restrictions may apply.
Call us up at Peaches and Clean.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty remarkable forecast for the next few days. Today, sunshine, very spring-like. High temperature in the lower 70s. Clear skies, not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues. We'll be in the middle 70s for a high temperature with sunshine. I think we'll be near 70 Thursday with clouds increasing. Risk of showers Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But the spring-like warmth will continue. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Not much time in this segment. We got enough time to talk to Soldier Boy. Hey, Soldier Boy, you're on News and Views with April Marie Fogle. And you know who I am.
So nice they named her twice.
Well, hi there, love.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You were talking about the water park.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I hate when two people hop in the sack together called, you know, the business sector and government gets together and hops in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, April, you could probably remember this. Remember the city of Montgomery about 5, 6, 7 years ago? We were all keen and fired up about building and going in cahoots with a company to build our, what do you call it, our recycling plant.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Remember that one, right? That mm-hmm. great one. Yeah, it's like the Taj Mahal not being used right now. And we went in there, you know, and they were selling their crap. And then I guess the market, you know, blew up where they couldn't sell their recycled stuff and everything. And they walked away. Okay. Now, first of all, the local government, the city government said, oh, it's going to be create hundreds of jobs, you know, and end up hiring 15, 16 people to work the plant. I guess they went through the stuff before it went into, you know, had to be big, like dirty diapers couldn't go in there. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, stuff that was going on the conveyor belts across. You had
it's
to pull
dirty,
it out.
And, dirty work, to quote
Stanley. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Like a TV show. And so the next thing you know, the company goes bankrupt. Well, guess what? The note still has to be paid on that vehicle, on that building. So we got stuck with it.
Yep.
Because you can't sue a company that went bankrupt because you can't, what's the old saying? You can't get, what, blood out of a stone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's thing, well, or a stone. Yeah, well, exactly.
Here's the thing. It used to be for the kids. You could get any piece of legislation, any stupid pork thing, any whatever, for the kids.
For the children.
Or doing it for the gaming, lottery, for the children.
Well, Soldier Boy knows all about
that. But
hey, ask Joey. I always call for who, Bill? For Joey, who do I call for?
Why'd you call me Bill? For the children.
For the children.
I know. Bill's my friend.
Within the last 3 to 5 years, they figured out, well, first off, apparently, the teachers' unions don't care about the kids, and maybe no one else does actually either. So now it's for the jobs. It's jobs. And then
the worst, that was the buzzword. Wasn't that the buzzword? Jobs?
Jobs.
First it was children, then it was the jobs. The little buzzword.
Economic development and jobs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate that word. Yeah. Don't say that, April Marie.
I'm saying. It
gets me fracking mad.
It is one of the most infuriating things as a messaging person, okay? Because that's all it is messaging. We want to give tax incentives. No, you don't. That's a handout. We want handouts.
Yeah.
Corporate handouts, business handouts. And then I love, and Florida has one of the biggest offices that does this, and it drives me bonkers. I love but they promised 300 high-paying jobs. Mm. We got 20. They brought in 150 people from out of state for those jobs, and then they lasted only a couple of years, but the taxpayers are on the hook.
Well, remember Barack Obama said those ready shovel jobs.
Shovel ready, baby.
I was like, where are those coming from? I didn't see those jobs. But here's my whole point about the water park is, you know, when that recycling plant went down and went bankrupt, the company that we were partners with, okay, so we put our tax money in, invested in it, we're stuck and left with it. We have to go to court. In the meantime, we were paying $1 million per month for a plant that
chump
wasn't
change.
Even being utilized.
And I mean that literally. Chump change. That's what happened.
Why can't you take that $1 million a month and fix our damn roads, Mayor?
Ooh, you tell us.
That'd be nice. Soldier Boy, got to run. Appreciate the call, man.
All right.
For the children.
For the children. No, for the jobs. Economic
the jobs.
Development.
Three-letter word.
Tax incentives.
J-O-B-S.
It's so wrong. But you know what? We fall for it every time. We, the masses, fall for it.
And even if we don't, we get stuck with it. We'll be right back.
True story.
Final segment coming up.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hey, electricians, Crosby Electric needs you. We're hiring electricians for construction and service work immediately in Central Alabama. You'll get industry-superior benefits. We're family-friendly. There's opportunities for career growth, and you'll be working with competent coworkers. And you can be home most nights before dark. The conversation is free. What do you have to lose? Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric today. That's Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth. Or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This is part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. If you're in the market for fine antique jewelry pieces, Troop Booth is the guy to go see at 6948 Vaughan Road here in Montgomery at Vaughan Road and Watchman Circle. When you're heading east on Vaughan, just when you cross over Bell Road, it's there on your right. And Troop Booth has an incredible selection. Well, he has his network of buyers and sellers in the fine antique jewelry market all over the nation. That means he gets the latest fashions for the river region at great prices. So stop by the showroom today at 6948 Vaughan Road or check it out online at heirloomjewelers.com. When you buy online or in person, when you use the promo code Joey, J-O-E-Y, you just say my name in person. You get 10% off on all those purchases. And also, Troop Booth will buy from you. If you have any old jewelry sitting around, especially gold and diamonds, you get top dollar for, but even so-called junk.
Ladies, your ex-boyfriend gave you something. You don't wear it anymore. It's sitting in a drawer somewhere. I might have a few of those things lying around.
Yeah, just make an appointment with Troop Booth. Bring those items in on the appointed day and time, and he'll give you an offer. If you agree to that value, you get paid right then and there. It's that simple at Heirloom Jewelers. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. So we only have like a minute left. Let's see who this is on line one. Who's this? You're on there.
Hey, this is Wonderful. I have a quick comment.
Okay.
I don't care about the casinos or anything. I'm not Porch Creek Indian. I don't go. I don't like it, but I don't go. Yeah. Here's the deal. How much did we, the white man, screw the Native Americans?
Oh, pretty bad.
And
pretty bad, yeah.
Here they're kind of getting a little bit back. If they're able to do this, more power to them. Isn't that called capitalism?
No, I'm all for there be free competition. The Native Americans get as much as they can. But that's not what this bill is going to present. It's going to be a crony deal enshrined in the Constitution.
Yeah, I don't like enshrined in the Constitution, but it's the only way
I would like an open bid process. And if you want to give, they already have a leg up because they're already operating.
I know. That's true. It's just, you know.
My opposition to this amendment is not have anything to do with Porch Creek Indians. God love them.
Right. I get that. I understand that. It's frustrating. It's never going to stop, you know. So, anyway, yeah.
Thank you,
Mona. Y'all have a great day. It's gorgeous.